Listener supported. WNYC Studios. From WNYC Studios and Snap Judgment's Underground Lair. Listen to Snap Judgment, The Borders Between Us episode. Our next story comes to us from yours truly, and it's a very different type of family conflict. But as usual, we saved you the very best seat in the house. Snap Judgment, live.
Okay. So to understand this story, you have to know that I was itinerant. And this is really kind of another word for broke. But I was doing my thing. I was traveling around the world and being broke, lying on people's couches, you know, running from place to place. The one luxury I allowed myself, though, was books. I loved books. I got books on chimpanzees, got books on Thai cooking. I got a book in Braille. I can see fine. I love books. So I sent them all back home. And they were like letters. Letters to an older me, an older Glenn, that was going to be able to kick back someday, chill in his den. His den, just like Brady Bunch. Kick back and read those books. It was going to be great. And one day, I was minding my own business. I was in Japan, and I was eating an apple. And I got a phone call from my mother, who never calls me, wasting up her long distance. She called me and said, "Glenn, how you doing, Mama? Glenn, me and the ladies here, me and the church ladies, we got to divining." Divining? And I hear this shouting and hollering in the background, "Divining, yeah, we got to divining." See, turns out Satan was up in my house. That's a shame, Mama. That's a shame. I was Satan up in your house. Yeah, Satan was up in my house, up in my cabinets, walking on my clean flow. Uh-huh. And we went downstairs. We could sense his presence. I bet you could. I chased him down there. I want to know where he was coming from, son. I want to know where he was coming from. Went right downstairs in the basement. And the ladies were with me, and they agreed. They could feel it, too. They could feel the evil power. They could feel it. And son, he was coming right from your pile of books. Mama, right from your pile of books, son. And I looked there, and right on top was Satanic Verses. Mother, Satanic Verses is not what you think it is. See, there is this dude, Salman Rushdie, and they got a No, I know Satanic Verses when I see him, son. I know what a Satanic Verse is. How you gonna bring the verses of Satan up in my house? Mama, you really gotta calm down. That book is going in the fire along with all the rest of them. Mama, leave my books alone. Hey, you can take Satanic Verse. I don't even like that book, but just leave everything else alone. It's all got the same taint. It's all going in the same fire. Hot. Mother, leave my books alone. I just thought I'd let you know. Mama, leave my books alone. I just thought I would let you know, son. Goodbye. Mama. Click. I called her back a dozen, 30, 40 times. No pickup. No, she did not. I called her back the next day. From morning till night, I called her back the next day. I called her back. I kept calling her back. Mama, no. Finally, on day number 3, she called me. "How you doing, son?" I was so angry. Did she do it? Did she do it? Did she burn up my books, my treasures, my letters to an older me? No way, no way, no way. How am I doing? I was about to ask her, Mama, did you really do it? And then I thought, why ask questions you already know the answer to? How am I doing? I'm fine, Mama. How are you? Snap Judgment. Have I introduced you to Mr. Alex Mandel? David Brandt on the sticks. Tim Frank. Tim Frank. Tim Frank. Tim Frank. Tim Frank. DJ, which one? Which one?